Are you insane?
They are insane!
You're in the hands of an adolescent.
It is a cellular peptide cake.
Inaccurate.
But Red Frostman.
It does like you.
Mr. Kim.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
How you doing, Mike?
Here's Spock.
Oops!
All right, let's start this up here. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to our big extravaganza here in the Airtel Hotel in Van Nuys, California, the business center. I'm Mike McCafferty.
I'm Kim Miller.
And I'm Japer McCarris.
So we have Japer finally. And this is a podcast ostensibly called They Just Want to Talk About Star Trek. But many times it does not want to talk about Star Trek. Many times we don't want to talk. Kim didn't want to talk about Star Trek tonight. She furrowed her brow more than once.
Wow.
And for good reason. As we were in the Clipper Club, our favorite haunt, to talk about stuff. Sorry, I was just distracted by. So we're in this
hotel staff coming by.
It's nothing to do with the LA Clippers, as Andy Lowe asked.
Oh, see, it sounds
now
a lot more important.
You move closer, Doctor.
Goes,
so
sounds a lot more important.
Does that have to do with Clippers and the LA Clippers?
No, this is an ancient hotel with a decrepit bar that. Sort of looks like it's out of Indiana Jones, and that's why I love it. And there's no one there.
Has Star Trek lighting.
Has Star Trek lighting.
And has a rickshaw.
It does have a rickshaw and a gong.
And palm fans.
And palm fans at work.
Yeah.
And a little stage that we sit upon and hold court while the regulars come in and out, milling and about, and drink their drinks and leave.
And a pyramid.
And a pyramid, which we place there, but not a cup of the of Christ.
Yes.
So.
Oh, dear.
Well, as we said, this is Star Trek, and... none of that was Star Trek, but...
This is Star Trek?
This is Star Trek. but here we are, our year in review of 2018 Star Trek.
The year in Star Trek.
The year in Star Trek. Kim is massaging her cheeks right now.
Laughing the whole time.
Because she's been laughing so hard. That's all right. But, so I just thought, like, here it is the end of the year. We had our kind of our goofball review of Star Trek V.
Oh, boy, yeah.
And then we also had our little shuttlecraft episode. What do we even talk about when we're in the car there?
Oh, the short treks.
Oh, the short treks. That's right. We talked about the short treks. But the short trucks.
short trucks.
But here we are. I just, because we've done this in the past, and it's a good way to kill time and push out content because sometimes, well, so we have Aaron Eisberg, who is Iceberg, Aaron Eisenberg, who plays Nog. On Deep Space Nine, there's going to be a podcast. I probably shouldn't make fun of his name. But
no.
I'm sorry. We've had a couple of drinks. Not a big deal.
clearly a big deal.
Clearly a big deal.
Starship Troopers.
Starship Troopers.
Starship Troopers.
You didn't even say it. You said it right.
I'm so
if you haven't seen Starship Troopers, it's a really good movie. I'm surprised at how good it is. Me and Jason are both on board with this. Kim?
Well, we had the same experience, which was we saw it in the theater when we were younger.
Yes.
Exactly.
It was terrible.
It was not good.
It seemed terrible. And now watching it with modern eyes, it's actually pretty good.
The story that it builds
you
out.
You did not watch it. Don't scowl, Doug.
Have you seen it recently?
I saw it once about 10 years ago.
Yeah. 10 years ago. You were just a pup then. Now...
I was 10.
We're all 10. We're all quite comfortable up here. Your captain has an excellent body, Doctor. all right, so we're talking your interview here, and I guess we start... I haven't done any work on this, which is not a surprise. And Kim was upset because she's like... Oh my God, I haven't done any research. Like, who cares?
Well, you interrupted yourself. You're talking about there's a cast member who's going to come on the show or be interviewed?
Yeah, so the wonderful Armin Shimerman suggested that I talk to Aaron Eisenberg,
cool.
Yeah, who played Nog, and he agreed, so we're going to get him on the show at some point in time. Yeah, so that'll be fun.
Every time you put an end date on this podcast, you're going to get more and more guests, and I'm going to go on forever.
But that's the idea, is that, like, I mean, maybe I should think about ending this so that... In fact, it becomes so much more popular that I can't end it. Because then you're playing with house money, and then like you do anything
it's
you
like
want.
When you go by the must going out of business, must everything must go sale.
Candle liquidation sale.
But yet that lasts for like 4 years.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, there was a...
You don't need to get into the candle liquidation
sale. Mike saw a warehouse that had a candle liquidation sale.
And found... skull candles.
And
did not buy one.
All right, so we'll put a cap on that because that could go to bad places right there. 2018. So, started out with the second half of Discovery. 2018 has been kind of a year and a little bit of turmoil, a little bit of kind of realignment, but then possibilities of good things in the second half of it coming to fruition. It's been a year.
Are we talking about in terms of Star Trek or in terms of your life, in terms of everything?
Well, gosh, both, I guess. Yeah, I mean, yeah, because my life has been certainly upshod.
Upshod.
Upshot.
Yeah.
Christmas theme.
Yeah, upshod. It's upshod. Yeah, yeah. Well, shot is like shot is something. This is going so far off.
Talk about that candle.
Yeah. It's fine. We're in a business center.
We're in the business center.
Appropriate podcast for a business center.
If you get a chance, check out the Clipper Club in the Airtel Hotel.
It's in Van Nuys, California.
So we start out with the second half of Discovery, which, as we've learned, was something of a plane on fire trying to find a place to land. Well, Kim shared with me this interesting video from, what is it, Midnight's Edge.
Edge.
Midnight's Edge. And he does some really, really insightful deep dives.
Amazingly researched and in-depth.
Yeah.
And this was sort of about like all the turmoil going on in Discovery and the firing of Brian Fuller and Les Moonves not being a big fan of this but wanting to somehow capitalize on it. Bad Robot.
Like the deal they made with Netflix for season one to air... Discovery.
I haven't seen that video. I want to see that. I saw the one he did. We were talking about before with the.
Oh, oh my gosh!
Well, 2019 will be no different. The New Year's resolution to keep interrupting the doctor.
Yeah, you start something, Kim, and then we'll take over from here. I think we got this, sweetheart.
I think the men have this covered.
Turn him on, intruder.
I'm sorry, doctor.
All right, finish up, Kim.
Yeah. Just saying, the Midnight's Edge video talked about Netflix and the deal they made with Paramount, the producers of Discovery, to air Discovery in Europe on Netflix, and that would pay for the first season, but then it didn't do well enough to justify having a second season, so now they're like, oh, crap, now we don't have funding, so what do we do?
Yeah, they went in. Yeah, it's Netflix paid for the first season, basically, of Discovery, I mean, with international sales.
Right.
And then Discovery, which is interesting. I don't know if you heard, maybe did you hear that part where they tried to sell the short treks to Netflix?
Oh yeah,
for $40 million.
$10 million per episode.
Per episode, which is a little like $750,000 a minute.
Wow.
Like I don't know how you want to like what is it, like a hot, like $50,000 a second or something. Some really good content there.
And they kept lowering the price.
And then they kept lowering it to 35, wow. 30, and 25. And Netflix wouldn't buy it for any price. Any price. It went down to $10 or $5 million, the whole thing, you know. They went to one skull candle. And they still said no.
Now I see.
Yeah. You don't realize, Kim, what was there.
I didn't understand until you mentioned the skull candle.
This candle liquidation place had skull candles everywhere. They had Beethoven candles. They had a hand candle. It was really good. A hand, I know. All right, so Discovery kind of ended with just so much turmoil as Les Moonves and company were trying to change it. Because I had forgotten about the fact that they had, I remember, I don't know if it was Kurtzman or Nicholas Meyer or someone said that we were not going to ever see Spock in Discovery. Never going to see Spock.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they said that basically. It's like, yeah, I mean, we might mention him once. And then
they
all
said
this,
that, like, at the offset of the show, I mean...
Like, midway through, I can't remember, like, it was, like, me or Brandon Brogger, like, one of the executive producers said, we're not going to see Spock, we're not going to hear about him. And then the end of the season, it's like, here's the Enterprise, and Spock's on board, you know? So and that was a directive from Les Moonves and CBS saying, you got to spin this back to Star Trek, because this is not working. You know, the numbers are down.
Right.
You gotta figure out. So the show went through, and we've talked about this many times before, that it seemed to go through several different iterations, finally ending up on basically becoming a prequel to Captain Pike and the company. And certainly the trailer seemed to bore that as well. Every trailer I see is like Captain Pike, Saru, and then every once in a while Michael Burnham's kind of doing something else. And then there's Spock. Spock's in there too.
Right.
Bearded, smiling Spock.
Do you know anything about what his storyline is going to be?
Who, Spock's?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he's searching for the Red Angel or something.
Oh, right.
With the 9 crystals of doom or something that are scattered throughout the galaxy. It is such a Lord of the Rings kind of...
Put them in his Infinity Gauntlet.
Well, it is. It's like there are 7 signals that we have to find and before the Red Angel comes to get us. And it could wipe out trillions in the galaxy. And you know, so.
How many episodes? Jason's
yawning right now. Yes. So we're going to pick up the pace on
this. What was it last time? Was it 12?
It was 13 that got pushed out to 15.
Right, but so they split it up. So there was
They added one more on. Now, part of the problem also is that the second showrunners, according to Midnight Edge, ran through so much money in the first couple episodes that they burned through all the money. Like, there's like, okay, the next 9 are going to be bottle episodes. It's all going to be the Enterprise. And, so it'll be interesting to see how they kind of cycle this all back. Oh, and Emperor Giorgio is going to be back. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just like Section 31. So it'll be interesting to see what this is.
Will it, though? How interesting will it be?
I'm going to talk about some of the comments from feedback from your fans.
We do. Well, let me just give it like another broad kind of like overview of the year. So after that, we sort of got some, I think the next shoot of drop was the announcement of Picard as a series. I'm sorry. It was actually Lower Decks by Mike McMahon. That was the next thing to come up.
Animated series.
And I will tell you now, because I never signed an NDA and I was always pussyfooting around this, like Isis or Sylvia. The cats, pussyfooting.
Okay.
All right.
Cat reference for you, doctor. not ISIS, the terrorist group.
ISIS, yeah, you know ISIS, yeah.
ISIL.
ISIS, they contacted me and they wanted me to do a little bit of terrorism for Star Trek.
Didn't you mention once before this what you're about
to do? I think I sort of mentioned it,
yeah,
but
let's
let's just year in review recap this, that I was contacted to possibly pitch for an animated series for Star Trek. And I'm under no NDA, so I can go ahead and say it now, because it's been, you know, like 9 months, so I don't think I got it. But they were looking for some other content, and so I met with them, and they really liked me, and they wanted me to, you know, meet Alex Kurtzman, but then it just kind of went by the wayside, the possibility to bring me back for stuff. But with Kim and Jason Salvin and some other people, I actually did put together a pitch, and maybe in 2019... I will share with you the pitch. Well, not remember we were talking.
Well, you were instrumental in naming things and
the Tengen, the ship, the Tengen. Jesus, my God!
Months ago.
I remember everything.
Memory is the first thing to go.
Oh, that is true.
Very old now.
Denny's menu. No shingles. Shingles vaccinations.
Oh no!
All right, so
Denny's menu.
But Mike McMahon was basically given 2 seasons of Lower Decks. Very funny guy, good guy. Rose up through the ranks of Rick and Morty. I know him. I hate him now. unless he hires me, then I love him. But there's certainly as they with Alex Kurtzman, they tried to do the Marvel version of stuff. They've been trying to move out. And the next thing they dropped was Picard, which was huge.
Before you move on, was Lower Decks going to be on?
Oh, it's going to be on CBS All Access.
Oh, okay.
All this is going to be on CBS All Access. Okay. We're all going to have to subscribe to CBS All Access. I know. It's and watch more.
Which will be competing with Disney Plus or whatever they're called. And
Disney Plus.
And so many over the top.
A version.
Warner Brothers is coming out with their own thing. They're pulling Friends, AMC. Which was huge. Yeah. Or AMC's doing one too.
AMC premieres.
Yeah, they have. Oh, geez. Everybody's got their own.
We should have our own like premiere thing.
Yeah, over the top.
You know what we should do? We should pull this from Starburns, because they don't really. I don't know if they really help us out.
Oh, this podcast, you mean? Yeah.
Yeah, and pair that with our Game of Thrones. And do our Expanse podcast. So you'd want to do the Expanse podcast.
Yeah.
But the question is, we have the passion to do it.
I just want to talk universe.
I just, yes.
Yeah, I just want to talk podcasts.
I just want to talk universe.
We can talk about space and we can talk about your nonsense.
Oh, yeah. What is that stuff called? Star something? Star Wars.
You'll never talk about that.
We will never approach your depth of knowledge. Well, every character in every film.
I know.
Just because I knew Masamita that one time.
Masamita?
Yeah.
Japanese man.
the guy who stands next to Emperor Palpatine with the horns coming out of his head, the unicorn person. You sent me a picture of this guy. Yeah, yeah, as a joke. Tengen. Yeah, never
mind. Tengen, yeah. Kim doesn't remember
USS Tengen. USS Tangent.
This is the USS Tangent. Yes. That's exactly the ship we're on right now. All right, so they dropped the card thing, and that was huge. Out of anything, that seemed to unify the Trek people the most.
Yeah.
There is some theories that this may be in the Kelvin universe, which is terrifying, that this could eradicate TOS, TNG, VOY,
you're saying that DS9. The Picard show is in the Kelvin,
the Picard
right.
show could also yeah. be part of the Kelvin universe and could rip it away from it. Because that video also talked about the fact that they had to change the Enterprise when it showed up on Discovery by 25%. That's in contractually. They have to make the Enterprise look 25% different
really
from the original series. Same thing with
made
the
it much larger. I think,
yeah, right. So everything has to be 25%. That's why the costumes look 25% different, and you know Klingons look 95% different. Well, they do have hair now.
Yes,
which they described. They said, "Oh, they didn't have hair because they were in combat. They were
shave their bridges."
So dumb.
Okay.
All right. So and then. The bad news, one of the bad news pieces of news was, is that it appears as though that the Star Trek movie franchise is dead.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Pine and Hemsworth basically said,
right.
we're done, and there was something...
Well, that was a contract thing, right? There was a certain point where they were not going to be under contract anymore, and they just kind of said, okay, forget it.
It was a three-picture deal,
right.
And then to renegotiate for the fourth picture, they wanted to... Paramount said, we're going to lowball you, and they said, no, we've got big careers.
Right.
And then recently when Paramount announced their slate for the next 3 to 5 years, Star Trek was not
on it.
So that Kelvin unit part of the universe is done. And, you know, the more I think about it, the more I'm a fan of Star Trek Beyond for many very nuanced reasons. But I suppose we pour one out for the universe.
I know you're really broken up about the loss of the Kelvin
yes,
universe.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm mixed.
Doug Evans put it on your Facebook page.
Oh, all right. So now Kim wants to read some of these things. Yes.
Well, just segue with what you just talked about. He says, I believe Star Trek to be a resigned acceptance of the fact that maybe that chapter of my life being excited about new Star Trek stuff is over and that I can be okay with that. Oh.
Huh.
Did he sigh, or was that you? Are you embellishing it? Your background vocal work now.
Le sigh.
I
don't quite understand though. So there's nothing to be excited about anymore for the Star Trek coming up.
He's disappointed about Discovery, like
right.
The series isn't what he wanted or what he believes Star Trek to be.
Mm.
It's been a general disappointment for the whole year.
I mean, you, Jason. Sounds
like we need to be on suicide watch for him or something.
No, Doug's awesome.
It's interesting. I mean, you know, you seem to have made peace with the Star Wars franchise. I mean,
there's no reason to make peace with it. Yeah,
exactly. No reason to make peace with it. All war. But some people absolutely, you know, hate it. Either hate the prequels or they hate the new stuff.
Right.
Continue
yeah.
watch.
But what's that?
But continue to watch everything that comes.
Yes,
well,
exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I did go. I was first night to see Last Jedi. I went to go see it.
I do recall you were in the second row, 3D.
Oh yeah, the worst.
It's like, I'll just go get a ticket at the last minute.
Well, I mean, we've been talking about it in the writers' room for Hot Streets for so long,
right.
and Nick and Charles are such prequel apologists. I was like, Jesus, and they
yeah.
hate the new movies so much.
Yes, yeah, I'm not on board with that. I love the prequels too. There are certainly many things about them that I don't enjoy, but. I love the prequels, so I would have gotten along very well with them on that. But the new stuff, the fact that they hate it so much, I'm not on board with that at all.
You
enjoy
are,
these new movies.
You are the most agreeable person, Jason. I mean, that is such a virtue for you.
Well, it's something. It's a universe and something that I love, and it's like I don't believe that anybody is really this nonsense about George Lucas, like you're destroying my childhoods and things like that. It's nincompoopery.
I've shifted on that. I mean, I certainly was disappointed when Phantom Menace came out. And thank you for joining us, but I just want to talk about the Star Trek. I was disappointed when that came out.
To us again.
I know.
What did I do?
Well,
sat here like an innocent bystander.
It's true. But see, I see him sitting there, and like I'm basically like holding court here in a business center, like at 10 o'clock at night on a Thursday.
I'm yawning too much over here. I'm just trying to keep me engaged by talking about Star Wars.
I'm printing out my boarding pass for tomorrow.
Where are you going tomorrow?
I'm kidding.
Jesus.
Her improv was so good that you bought it.
I know, my God. Well, you should do background vocals of this podcast here. No, I just felt bad because I was just.
Well, you're saying like, Nick and Charles. I think that's how we got signed.
Well, I also kind of threw it to you a little bit because I was like,
because we were talking about the question and not being excited about anything Star Trek. Since I'm not a diehard Star Trek person, and you guys are, I mean, do you relate to that? This kind of idea, I think you do. Because I don't think there is anything that could possibly come along from either Paramount or CBS at this point that would totally appease you. Because I think when you the stuff you are really enjoying now is coming out of YouTube and like what was the oh god oh dear. Interrupting for photos.
Well, no, I did like Star Trek Continues.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. Yeah,
but also, I mean, and maybe
because you were like, this is the best Trek that's been the connecting with the first movie with the old series.
Yeah, it absolutely linked up. You know, it was season 4 and 5 of the 5-year mission, and totally linked up to you know the movie. And so yeah, it is possible to make good Star Trek, good original series. But also, I think the thing also, which I'm gonna die here. The thing that like sort of stood in juxtaposition of all this was the Orville, which is the thing we also could talk about too. Is that this show comes along, which does love the original series and Next Generation, all sort of stuff, and lovingly recreated it. You know, it didn't say, this isn't your father's Star Trek. It's like, well, why not? I mean, I like that Star Trek. But
I guess on the negative side, it's not doing anything new either necessarily. It is recreating, like you're saying,
this is
something
true.
That came before. That
this
was
is true.
Interesting and original.
But
I mean, that argument can be made about other franchises as well.
Well, and I think like if Discovery wanted to do something new, then they shouldn't have been a prequel. Mm-hmm. That I mean, like I agree with you absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an excellent point. And if they would have said, like, Discovery's going to be set after all the other Star Treks, and we're going to move forward, like, great. I'm 100% on board.
Yeah.
But to say, oh, this is Star Trek, and nothing looks like you remember it, and all the ships are different, there's holograms, and there's robots, and, you know, all this stuff that we... And here's a Klingon, you know, get used to that. I'm sure you have problems with the Star Wars movies where they're kind of like retconning some of the history, especially the last movie, like The Last Jedi, retconning a lot of the history.
Not Last Jedi as much. I mean, there's the clear retconning stuff. We don't need to get into the weeds on that. But I'm still excited about the franchise, for sure. And I'm still excited, even something like, and the criticism that you're talking about and what we were discussing about retreading stuff and not doing something that's totally original and having old characters and... it seems like they're even more guilty of that now by bringing Picard back and let's really get into everything that happened before because that's what people like, and that's clearly happening in the Star Wars universe too with Mandalorian and stuff where we're going to see you know bounty hunters and everything that we've seen before and that's a criticism some of our friends have made when I've posted things about it, every time I post anything about Star Wars, but I agree with that. I mean I'm still going to enjoy it. The fact that Nick Nolte is in this show and might be playing an Ugnaught is very exciting to me. It sounds so utterly ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, I could do with some more original storytelling and some more original ideas in both the Star Trek and the Star Wars universes.
Like Solo was one of my least favorites. Not that I hated it, but it just felt like it was in a box. Just like Discovery feels like it's in a box, and it's like we have to live within these constraints. And anything we try that's new... like, escapes out of everything we know. You know, it's like, oh, that's not canon. Or is it canon now? Who knows? I mean, you know.
Well, the retconning, like you're saying, where it seems like each Star Wars movie has to retcon. Well, that's why the port was open on the Death Star.
Right.
That's why the Kessel Run was done in less than 12 parsecs. There's always some reason where you got to go back and explain things and figure them out. Do you have to? No.
We don't need to strip mine the history. I mean, and Picard is exciting because it's set... In a timeline, in a future that we haven't seen yet.
It's kind of the Logan of Star Trek, almost, where Picard's coming back and he's going to be very different from what we understand. And
That's a good point. I mean, because like the X-Men movies, which are all, I mean, the First Class and whatever. I mean,
the
those are all, they've all kind of gone back, and now they're doing kind of a whole different history.
Yeah.
Which is totally, you know, bananas, you know. It's just, but... I mean, you either have that choice of saying history doesn't matter, we're making our own history, a different right. universe, or saying, no, we're going to pay attention to this, and we can't leave that box.
So. Yeah. But I think studios are terrified of stuff that's not familiar to audiences because they think they're not going to tune in.
It's they're spending $200 million. Yeah.
To an extent, they're right. I mean,
well, yeah.
Because I think if it's not, it has to be unique but familiar, which is a tough balance.
It is. I guess, I mean, especially with movies with $200 million, $300 million at stake, but with a TV show, it feels like they could have taken a bigger risk. And that's what Brian Fuller originally was going to try.
Right.
Let's do one season here, let's do one season there, and then...
Right, with the anthology.
Anthology. Yeah. I would have been on board with it. Or even like, hey, this episode's just about that, so...
Yeah.
All right, Kim, what...
What if it were like a series of like short treks expanded to an hour, just self-contained stories? That would have been cool.
I would love that.
We talked, I think, in the car about how the one with Saru, mm-hmm. Rosaru, really work as a, like a full episode.
Yeah, that worked as a nice. Well, the
and they are going to expand it, right?
Yeah, that one. Yeah, that was kind of like a little prologue to an actual episode.
Okay.
But the Calypso is like a perfect example of. I don't know these characters. I don't need to know them beyond this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a guy 1,000 years from now. You know, it's a super intelligent species or you know robot. The
right.
end. You know those. I mean, those are fun because I mean. They could do 5 episodes on one thing, and then do 2 and 1. So,
right.
Anyway, all right. So, what else we have, Kim?
Yes. What's
Jack Hoskinson on Facebook also mentioned the Orville, and it's giving him that TNG nostalgia he always needed.
Good
nostalgia.
But he thought it was a good year in Trek. He enjoyed Discovery.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of people I've talked to.
He is wrong.
No, it's fine. We agree to disagree. Toward the end, we started liking Discovery, didn't we? There was a few things that were kind of like,
I don't know if that's a we.
Oh, maybe not you.
No, I remember they did the Mirror Universe, and then they capped that off, and they had 2 episodes in regular space with the Klingon War all of a sudden, and then Giorgio put a bomb at the center of Klingon, of Praxis, and sued for peace. And then Michael Burnham gives a long speech at the end about we have to be better.
Okay, I remembered it completely opposite.
Yeah. I know how good that was.
I thought there were parts that we liked.
That was Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yes, we all agree.
Remember there were dragons? Wasn't Michael Burnham a dragon?
She had blue eyes and melted.
Dracarys.
Oh, that was great.
USS Dracarys. That's right, yeah.
I'm insane.
Michael Burnham.
All right, what's another one, Kim? Give me another one.
Kirk Cushion.
Yes, fellow writer. Writer on Vault the Wonder Deer with me.
Oh, okay.
Oh, all right.
Good guy.
The Picard reveal at Vegas was incredible.
Highlight of the year.
Yeah, I wish I was there, yeah.
Oh, when are you going to go to another Star Trek?
Convention?
Vegas convention.
We're all going to go next year
we
in
keep
August.
Threatening to go. We never go.
Well, I mean...
Well, that's ultimately where this podcast will end, right, Mike?
Well, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see.
End on a mountain.
Might as well announce it now.
The farewell tour.
The farewell tour begins now, and then you'll extend it for the next 3 years.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. I'm thinking about how what this means to me as far as my life and what's going on as far as... You know, I did
it's
turn...
Well, because it was...
The,
I mean, that's a big part of the year in Star Trek is the 50th anniversary / your 50th birthday.
Yeah, and I've kind of hit both of those two kind of bookends. And, you know, it's putting in a podcast about specific Star Trek and wrangling you two to get, you know, or anyone to get them, you know, like I'm trying to get Dan Merle, trying to get people, and I was like, oh, I can't do it, you know. And then I... You know, I can certainly just go and blather on for an hour, which is fine. We all know I can do it.
We've all heard it. Yeah.
But
Kim loves them.
They're good, but I just wonder, you know, is that all there is? Is there any more? It's the V'ger question. I mean, where is this going? What is it leading up to?
V'ger question.
Kim thinks I should take lots and lots of drugs. And, have a spirit quest, a vision quest, like Chakotay on Voyager. And, well, we'll see. We'll see. I enjoy being with you guys talking about Star Trek, but it is difficult to sometimes corral all of us. And I need more.
Right. I don't think you have to commit yourself to a regular schedule of releasing it.
Well, I haven't.
Clearly.
It used to be every week. Actually, when I was more busy, I was
committed.
More regular. Yeah, it was like every week, so I got to do it. You know, be like, 1 a.m. and Sarah's like, my wife's like, what are you doing? She's like, I gotta do a deep dive. I gotta do the podcast. You're gonna go talk about the Tholian web. And it's like, go to bed, you dummy. Tholian
web.
Sleepwalking. This is the circuit deep dive of the Tholian web.
Gangsters are just killing you. They're everywhere.
I see spiders and Tholians, and they cast the web around me. I can't escape. All right, so are there any more questions?
No. Any more highlights of the Star Trek? You were in Star Trek?
Ken Saunders, whose name we always mispronounce, thought the year was awesome. Discovery picked up. He realized he enjoyed Voyager much more in his second binge watch, and he had a great time at Destination Star Trek in the UK.
Oh. Didn't he say something else about...
cool people at the LGBTQ plus Destination Star Trek group there.
Oh, yeah. I saw that on the Facebook page. That's great.
Oh, that's great.
Made a bunch of friends that he can go to conventions with. Cool.
I will say that the Discovery did have a wonderful representation of a gay couple.
That's
in
true.
The future. That was, like, if anything... And then, of course, they kill him. You know? It's like,
well, have that.
Yeah. Well, let's take that away. You know? But it was totally in line with their schizophrenic, like... We can't have nice things ever. It's like, you know, we got Giorgio, she's dead. All right, we got Lorca, okay, he's a bad guy. Mirror Universe, that's gone. Giorgio's back.
Stamets,
water bears.
His lover lives in the Mirror Universe?
Lives in like the water. My mycelial universe.
Oh, yes.
Well, there's bad Stamets, and then there is his lover somehow floats.
Doctor something.
Which I think they're going to get rid of the mycelial network because they had that sort of... That weird lawsuit over that video game that had a water bear hugging a guy who looks like Stamets. Which is really funny. It was like, what are we looking at here?
I'm missing out on these videos. I got to see
them. I'll post a link on this. Yeah. If you haven't checked out the I Just Want to Talk About Star Trek Facebook page.
If you want to learn more about the business side of what goes on behind the scenes, it's very interesting.
That's what fascinates me. I'm always very interested in that. So, all right. So, but yeah, that was, if I can point to anything that was... fairly well done. It was that depiction of a gay relationship. So
where do we go from here?
Well,
are we going to resubscribe to CBS All Access?
Oh gosh,
yeah, no, Starburns ain't going to pay for that this year, are they?
Starburns will not be paying. I don't know. Maybe they will.
$3.
Just between you, me, and the wall, I still have CBS All Access on my iPad. I can stream it to my TV. So thanks to Feral Audio, the no longer. Working for Feral Audio.
Maybe we could start like a Patreon with the listeners here to our poor listeners here. Now we want you to pay for this.
No.
Well, just to get a CBS All Access, right?
I mean, like, it's like $9.
I know.
Can we...
Saddest Patreon ever.
Can we...
People are like, you haven't heard of BitTorrent?
I'm trying to do it above board.
I know. Trying to be supportive and do this legally.
Don't go to Starbucks once this month and you can pay for your portion.
That's a good point.
I need that Starbucks, though. I mean,
he needs to put his name in as Jim Kirk at Starbucks.
That's true. Mike does do that.
I'm so happy about that. It's the only place in the universe I actually am Jim Kirk. The rest of the world.
The parallel universe. Yeah, the mirror universe.
And free refill.
Inside of Starbucks. Yeah. Jim Kirk? Yes, that's me.
Yes. They call it out. They're very. They like it. And I like it too. And they're like, "Oh, you're Jim Kirk.
You're Jim Kirk."
Yeah. They're like, "Oh, we always talk about you." They're like, good. Good. Yeah. I'm your captain. Damn it.
Yeah.
I'm
full
the captain
steam
now.
Ahead. You know. All right. Well, what we have to look forward to is more Discovery.
Orville starts soon.
Orville starts on the 30th of this year. So
yeah,
right behind football. They're very excited about
this. What, a week and a half away?
Yeah. Actually, we're going to be traveling up to my mom's house at that point in time. But Kieran desperately wants to see it. We should have Kieran here tonight to talk about all this.
30th.
I'll bring him on.
Sunday.
So we have that. We have the Orville and Discovery. We have Picard coming up in 2019.
Lower Decks.
Lower Decks. Is that
next year?
Yeah, that'll probably be 2020 because of the animation turnaround. So.
Isn't there another teen high school something? Is
that still Star Trek Teen?
Star Trek Teen.
Star Trek Younger People. I thought there was another series.
Weissel's show.
Star Trek Younger People.
Icons of Teen. It was Captain Kirk, right?
Yeah, you can hear me be Captain Kirk.
That's right.
Yeah, that's the other time I was Captain Kirk. Icons of Teen on the internet, I'll post that.
I thought there was another series with called Young Teenagers, 20-year-old.
I don't know.
Cracking up.
All right, I don't even know.
She's giving away company secrets now.
That was Riverdale. And CW. Yeah, that's what you're thinking.
Thinking of Archie. Yeah. Captain Archie.
Well, it has been a long road, friends, and thank you so much for being with us. Getting from there to here, it's been a long time in this business center. But my time is finally near.
I can see my dream come alive at last. I can touch the sky.
Matt Thompson.
And they're not gonna hold me down this time. I'm not gonna change my mind. Because I've got pain of the heart.
Alright, thank you very much for listening. Thank you. We appreciate you. We love you. We miss you.
Maybe a little overstated.
It is very much overstated, but it's the end of the year. So
yeah, it's a time to spread the love.
Yes. We can celebrate the love. Just for you, Jason.
Yeah. I accept.
Alright. I'm Mike McCafferty.
And I'm Jason McCarris.
And here in the Airtel Hotel, next to the Clipper Club, in the Business Center, I just want to talk about
Star Trek!
Star Trek!
Salt.
Please, Chief, take a seat.
Way link complete. Way link!